It's time for today's daily devotional. This week, we're talking about restoration. The storms that were supposed to break us, but it makes us stronger instead. Today's scripture comes from Galatians 6:2. It says, carry each other's burdens, and in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. Well, we all know that when storms or crisis leave, they leave behind destruction, and the task of rebuilding after that can feel really overwhelming. But you know, it's super overwhelming when we try to face it alone because there's just too many broken boards to lift up by ourselves. There's too many heavy burdens that we need to carry. But you know what? Even with all those tears that need to be wiped away, God tells you that He designed us for community in His wisdom. He never intended for you and I to walk through seasons of recovery by ourselves. So think about how powerful it is when people come together after a loss. Neighbors checking on neighbors. Strangers becoming friends as they share supplies or meals. Churches open their doors, but not just for worship, but for shelter and encouragement, as well as prayer. Each person brings something different, whether it's strength or resources, skills, or even just simply a listening ear. And when those pieces come together, hope then begins to grow again. Rebuilding together is more than just fixing what's broken. It's about restoring trust, deepening relationships, and rediscovering what it means to love one another. When you reach out to help somebody else, even while you're still hurting, God multiplies that act of kindness. And when you allow others to help you, it reminds your weary heart that you don't have to be strong all by yourself. The truth is that community is one of God's greatest gifts in recovery. Alone, we may stumble under the weight, but together, we will rise. So today, we're asking ourselves the questions, who has come alongside you during our time of need of rebuilding, and how has their presence encouraged you in your life? And are you more comfortable helping others or asking for help yourself? Some questions just to ponder on this morning. Lord, as we come to you in prayer, thank you for the people that you've placed in our lives to walk beside us. Help us to lean on others when we feel weak and to be a source of encouragement when others are in need. Knit us together in love so that together we rebuild stronger than before. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.